childlike faith. That the childlike faith is the foundation of our Christian faith. It's a very serious foundation upon which our faith, Christian faith, is built. Childlike faith, therefore, is the identification of a true Christian. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 10, Mark, can we stand up? Amen. Mark chapter 10 from verse 13. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Years back in my former church, we had a very wonderful teacher who will come and teach us mysteries and mysteries and mysteries. And I noted something, and I called him one day as a church member, and I told him that every mystery you teach, you must bring out the reason for that mystery. And the reason for that mystery must be something in there that will make our Christian life better. I say, unless you are able to achieve that, you are only an academician. You are only a lecturer. And he kept thanking me for months later. He kept thanking me that I redirected his teaching ministry. And that also guides me. And so when I came into the end time message, the controversy between, with the denomination was the doctrine of the serpent seed. And everywhere we went, they say we are in error because of what we taught. And I was worried. Okay, this is what happened in the Garden of Eden. So, one day an evangelist came from America, and we were on our way going out on our evangelism as I used to do. And I asked him, I said, come, why must we teach and tell the whole world what happened in the Garden of Eden? And he made a statement. And he said, it is because of what happened in the Garden of Eden that is why we must be born again. That is the only time that mystery made sense to me. And that has been my guide in all my teachings, in all my study. Now, if we bring children here now to make presentation to us, did I bring them to entertain us? No. There's a reason. There's something we're supposed to learn from them that will make our Christian life better. And I want us to look at it in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such, that is the word there. For of such is the kingdom of God. And in verse 15, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And I believe we want to enter the kingdom of God. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated. And so that lets me know that the childlike faith is the foundation of our Christian faith. It's a very serious foundation upon which our faith, Christian faith, is built. Childlike faith, therefore, is the identification of a true Christian. childlike faith. He says, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. So, you want to go in the rapture? You want to go to heaven? You want to live a life pleasing before God? You want to truly be identified as a Christian? Then learn the Christian faith from a child. A child is identified by his character. We call somebody a child because he's in a dependent age. He's not yet matured to truly be held accountable for his ability to discern good and evil. A child is a human being in his formative age, man or woman. And the formative age of our Christian life will be best appreciated if we look at the life of a child, the character of a child. Among other aspects of his character is that that child is ever believing the parents, and he believes everything. He believes everything he sees. He believes everything he sees. And that's why the parents make sure that they put an eye, because he can take a knife and put it in the mouth. He can put a razor blade in the mouth. He believes everything is food. He believes everything. He believes everybody is as good as the father and the mother. Everybody is good. Ever believing. Therefore, if the parents tell them anything, they hold on to it. They are ever trusting. They are ever trusting. And this trust, especially to the parents, for who they look up to, are the parents. And they are always forgiving. Always forgiving. And these are supposed to be Christian characters that these children display. And the Lord Jesus Christ said we should learn from them. Always forgiving. They have a free conscience. Free conscience. They hold no grudge against anybody. They hold no malice against anybody. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20. Can we read it? It said, brethren, this is Apostle Paul, concerning understanding, be not children in understanding, how be it in malice. Be ye children. In malice, be ye children. But in understanding, be men. He's talking about character now. Hallelujah. Character. In malice, you hold no grudge. And that's why they serve it. Is this Psalm 13 or Psalm 113? Psalm 13? I think it's Psalm 113. Yes, it's Psalm 131. He says, Lord, this is the psalmist. See how you can approach before the throne of God and see what he's saying. Lord, my heart is not haughty. Arrogant. That is, he's not an arrogant person. He's not proud. A child is not proud. A child is not arrogant. Nor my eye is lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Praise the Lord. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. That is the attitude of a Christian that will enjoy being in the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? Is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We learn from a child, one of the things we will have to learn from a child is that that child is always and ever accommodating. That is, he is tolerant. He tolerates others. He's tolerant. Hallelujah. He's ready to learn. He's ready to learn. Therefore, a child is easily influenced. Easily influenced. And that is why every parent and every church should take seriously verse 6 of Proverbs 22, where he says, train up the child the way he should go, which is actually the theme of this program. Once every year, we take a focus on child upbringing as Christians. And it's important we know our responsibility. It's a ministry given to every parent, and every one of us, we give account of what we imparted on our children. The account is put before God. And remember, it is what you sow, you reap. You will also reap what you have sown in the life of that child. I say this very seriously because Even among Christians, we have not properly grasped this need to give a proper focus and direction of life to our children. You bring up children and you begin to teach them how not to accommodate. Some parents do that. How not to accommodate. You have your house help that comes to work in the house, and you're already teaching the child to look down on that house help driver as the child being superior to the person. You know you are sowing something on that child. You're already bringing up your children and telling them, don't talk to this neighbor. Don't talk to this neighbor. The reason is not because you see anything bad in the neighbor. It's because you hate them. The children must hate who you hate. You are inculcating hatred on that child. Your child goes to something he owes, dashes it out to another child. When you call, you beat the child, shake it, come out. What happened? Why did you give it out? Stinginess. You are teaching the person stinginess, not how to give. That's true. Amen. It is what you put in them. It is what we put in them. In them. That to be reflected. And it's very easy to know who the parents of a child is from the way the child behaves. Because you are the first teacher and you are the best teacher for that child. That child is a reflection of what you inculcate into that child. Praise God. That is one aspect of what we learn here today. Amen. Now continue to repeat this because we hear things and we see things. We hear things, we see things. That let us know many of us still have a lot to learn. A lot to learn. Don't you ever teach your child to see himself or herself superior to anybody around. It is wrong. Very, very wrong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The wife and the husband. The husband, you have roles to play. I emphasized this several times before. You are a host. I mean, you are a father to the children. You're a father to the children. There's a role of a father. There's a role of a husband. You're also a husband. There's a role of a father. There's a role of a husband. And you are also a host. There's a role of hosting visitors. So also, the wife. You are first and foremost a wife. And there's the attitude and character of a wife. You are also a mother. And there is the character and the attitude of a mother. And you are also a hostess that will be receiving visitors. So it has to do with you being accommodating or not. See? Then also, the man and the woman, you are in-laws. You are in-law. And there is the attitude and character of an in-law, the way you relate with your in-laws. It's a responsibility. And all this together, the children are watching. They are watching you. They are watching you. They are seeing your interest, where your interest is. Certainly, if you are in a home where all you do from morning to night is watch movies, the children will naturally sit down there and be watching together with you. So they will become movie watchers. If they see you praying, then they will soon know that it is important to pray. So they will learn to pray. So if you are not a praying family, your children will never love prayers. It's true. Training up there is a formal training and there is informal training. And both of them have effect. You cannot be sitting down there and you are watching movie. Then while you are watching movie going on, then you are saying, "Junior, come and enter inside. I'm going to carry your Bible and read." Then you are watching. In the talk, you say, "You call, you know, if you read the Bible. Now let me go read the Bible." So you have failed in that area. But you don't need to tell him to take his Bible to read. When any time during your pleasure, he's seeing you carrying Bible and you are reading, or you are sharing Bible story, you are sharing revelation, you are sharing things, he will naturally also go to pick his Bible and be reading. It's natural. It's natural. If every time you are sitting down and you are talking about people, you are teaching the child how to gossip. It is what he sees you doing that you will do. You cannot be a drunkard and expect your son not to be a drunkard. He will drink now. He will drink. He will drink. You're a womanizer. Your children will be womanizers. How do they know? They see. They know when mommy is not around, what you are doing. They see. They pick up your phones without you knowing. When you password your phone, you are only attracting their interest the more. What are you hiding that you are passwording your phone? So when you are opening it, they carry out a look. Okay now. When you drop the phone, they will take it and look. When they look at it, what will they see there? They will do the same thing. It means it is not wrong. If it is wrong, then why are you doing it?